Monday afternoon, Ryan Sermersheim, president of Evansville Area Jeepers, is driving his lifted 2018 Jeep Wrangler back to Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. He's picking up an employee that he'd dropped off at about 5 a.m. that morning. The roads are a little clearer than they were at that hour.
This morning it was very slick. Everything was still snow covered. It was just tire paths down each lane. This storm, with all the ice we had, there were a lot of downed tree branches and trees themselves blocking the road. And I know we had a few members that were using their winches to kind of move those tree branches to get to the people to be able to give them a ride.
Before the storm hit, they activated what the Jeepers call Operation Snowflake, a volunteer service they started 5 or so years ago. When roads would become impassable, they saw a way to help and to have some fun in the snow with their Jeeps. They take medical workers, nursing home employees, and county jailers to work. Sometimes they take medical patients, too. Sermersheim's wife, Kelsey, and other EAJ admins become dispatchers for people needing rides.
We set up a Google Voice number for people to call in or text to coordinate needing a ride. And then there's basically just a big group message of all the drivers. So they'll post, and whoever's closest can grab them, and we just kind of coordinate that way. It was a way for us to give back to the community by getting hospital workers and nursing homes, that kind of stuff, give their employees a ride to work.
Sorry, Ryan. I don't
know. No, you're fine.
Been sitting here.
We were just sitting here waiting for you.
Sermersheim is picking up his friend Kate Reardon, X-ray technologist at Deaconess. She lives on the hilly west side of Evansville. He gave her a ride at 4:30 this morning, and off-roading was required due to a fallen tree.
He took a picture of the tree, it was at least a huge limb that was across the road, and there was no way around it. He just totally off-roaded and went around. I didn't even know it was possible. So,
we got around it.
We did. We got around it.
What do you normally drive? If you had to go into work today, what would you be driving?
I would be driving a minivan that doesn't handle well in these conditions. So I don't even think I would have been able to get out of my driveway because of downed limbs. So if it wasn't for the Jeepers, I probably would not have made it to work today. Because we're a hospital, we have to show up. The sick people show up whether staff is there or not. So you have to have somebody to run the place.
She says about half of the Midtown staff made it in, and they were able to function as a hospital. Deaconess is not officially affiliated with the Evansville Area Jeepers. St. Vincent Hospital employees are actually dispatched directly by the hospital to the Jeepers via phone line.
Have you been at it all day, Ryan?
No, I did go to work for about 4 hours.
Did you really?
Didn't get much done, but I was the only one there.
Were you really?
Yeah, nobody else made it.
Citing improved road conditions, late Tuesday morning, Operation Snowflake was closed, at least for this weather event.
Get you unlocked there.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for the ride.
Tim, you're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Okay. You get your truck going?
I just got it going.
Sermersheim said they had 30 drivers give about 150 rides starting January 5th through the whole ordeal.
Ryan, all right, Kate.
As always, it's an immense pleasure. We'll find a way to repay you.
For WNIN News, I'm Tim Jagalow.